Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
Diana Marie Mastrosavas. Can understand from your surname, Mastrosavas, that there must be a Greek connection in your background. Can you tell us about you?
Well, my name's Diana Marie Mastrosavas. I'm 25 years old. I grew up in Kuniba Mission, 50 or 40 k's out of Sejuna, west of Sejuna. My father is Greek and my mother's Aboriginal.
Very ancient culture combination. They're very, very different cultures, the Greek and the Aboriginal one. So how have these two roots shaped you?
Well, they're both rich in culture. So, well, I grew up in Kuniba, so Aboriginal community. So I know a lot about like my Aboriginal culture. I think it's more of like how to survive, especially with the Aboriginal culture, and to stand strong and have to be strong, especially in a world like today with so many racism going on. And with my Greek culture, I don't know much about it, but I'm looking into it. But I know my Bapu George, he's from, I think it's Siena, Rhode Island, and is it a Quitania? Yeah. I don't know much about it, but I really want to learn more about my Greek, like, heritage, and that's something that I'm looking into now.
So and the first one to come from Greece was your grandfather, and your father was born here.
Yes.
So there wasn't much of a Greek culture around you, but has it made you any different, making you feel any different?
It has. Like, growing up, I've always been known as, like, Aboriginal Greek girl, and I've always felt different, obviously because of the Greek side and the Aboriginal mixed together. I've always, like, stood out. I've got, like, light skin and coloured eyes, and I guess that's from the Greek heritage.
You're very young. You mustn't have travelled to Greece yet, but is it something that you would like to do?
Yes, that's something on my bucket list. I really do want to go visit the two places I mentioned before, just to dig back into, like, the roots of it and get to know more about it. And that way I could, like, fulfil the culture and the Greek side that I've been looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's
the side of identity that is kind of missing. It's in your DNA, but you didn't actually have the traditional Greek upbringing. You're more used into the Aboriginal culture. How has this culture shaped you as a person? You said that you had to be strong growing up, and you faced racism in the country that actually belongs to you. You find that unfair?
It is unfair, and, like, I'm not the only one that faces it. It is. It's very unfair, and it's very sad, too, to, like, even experience it and see it as well. It's a heartbreaking. That's what I think it is.
You're 25 years old. How was your life growing up? What did you end up doing, and what are your interests right now?
Growing up, like, I was a teen, like, doing teen stuff, worldly stuff. Only a few years ago I decided what I wanted to do and, like, screwed my head on and figured out what I wanted. So just recently I came up here 4 months ago to Yalara, Uluru. So I'm working here. I'm doing landscaping at the moment. And, so I'm going to be studying horticulture soon. I just want to, like, because I've got two children, I just want to be a good example for them, and, like, I've got so many young, like, cousins and my little sister, like, watching me. So I just want to be, like, a good example also for them, to kind of move from, like, the partying stages in my life to, like, you actually can turn your life around. And there's hope.
How old are your children?
My eldest is 10 and my youngest is 8.
Wow. You became a mother at a very, very young age. In tradition?
No, it wasn't. It was my choice. I was young. I was about 15. I met the father of my eldest son in Sejuna, and obviously I was young. I thought I knew everything at that age. So I So I went and moved away with my elder son's dad. We lasted for like 4 years and then we split up, but we're on good terms and everything now. So it's all good.
Already having a 10-year-old.
Yes, it's very interesting. Like every time someone sees me, they're like, oh, is that your brother? Like seeing me and him. And I'm like, no, that's my son.
We saw some pictures of you at Uluru.
Yeah, that was a photo shoot I done. It was so amazing doing that. So the lady that painted me is Peggy Nalen. She's such a beautiful artist. I call her auntie for respect. It's for respect, yeah. So I said, hey, Auntie Peggy, did you want to do your painting on me to showcase how beautiful your art is? And we can just collab, like, with my photo shoot. And she said, yeah. And she said, yes. And then that's how it all came about. Like, I put a little video up on TikTok and that reached, like, over 30,000 people.
Working there, what are the vibes you're getting, you know, from the environment?
It's so chilled. It's so peaceful. It's beautiful. It's relaxing. I never felt so relaxed. I think it's one of the most spiritual places that I've experienced.
So what are your plans for the future? Now that it's a pandemic going on, what are things like in Uluru?
It's very quiet here. I haven't even experienced Uluru, like Yulara, with people and tourists here because I came 2 days before the outbreak of the COVID-19, like shut everything down. So I haven't got the full experience myself with all the people, all the tourists and stuff. So it's a pretty quiet town at the moment.
Now your sister is Crystal Klein Mastrosavas, Lady Lash, yes. Also, and she is a well-known hip-hop artist. Is she a good role model?
She is. She's a very good role model. She's actually she's like a mother to me. It's weird to say, but like that's my sister, but she's so nurturing also. Seeing her perform makes me very, very like feel very proud and very happy. Even if she wasn't performing, I'd still feel the same way. Yeah, she's like my sister at the end of the day. Yeah, I'm just proud of her and how far she came with her music.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.